Raining in light, silence. Silence. The power of it is phenomenal. Silence actually speaks loudly and more than words could ever exclaim. Silence is an answer. It is an acknowledgement and a response. Silence as a response or a retort can be confusing for some. Silence is sometimes the best thing that we can do for ourselves and for others, even when it's not initially clear. Silence can part seas and both prevent and cause the tumbling down of walls. There are so many valuable sayings turned lessons about the power of silence. It is golden. It is wisdom. It is turning the other cheek. Silence can be both a healer and a killer of pain, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. Of course, we'll be most concerned with healing all that hurts and all that poses a threat to our overall well-being. We'll use silence to also kill all that hurts and poses a threat. Silence heals aches and pains that come from miscommunications. Silence can prevent headaches and nightmares. Silence can prevent fights and wars. When we choose silence as a weapon, and a tool of peace. When we choose silence, we are choosing a road and a path that invites clarity. We are making time for understanding. Silence is, when used right, a clean break. It is disengagement. Sometimes it is necessary to be disengaged by silence, and so that we can be effective in our next engagements and our interactions. The route that we have chosen is the best for our health and fitness. Best health and fitness, not just for our body, but for our mind and our spirit. Imagine working out our spirit in such a way that we can move through life with acceptance, appreciation, grace, and forgiveness. This is fitness. Silence because we choose health. Silence because we are done with nonsense. Silence because we are choosing introspection. Silence because we now understand the difference between solitude and isolation. Silence, and within all of that noise, we choose to retreat inside of ourselves and to clean up our spaces and maximize our comfort. And so that our external performances with all other persons and things are optimized. We're learning about ourselves and recognize our fortress within. And as a safe escape from all threats to our peace and the peace that we're committed to providing others. No more will we venture unprotected and unshielded from what we are learning to provide ourselves and into the madness of others. And mostly because we may have our own madness to sort out. Silence, because if we do it just right, cooler heads will prevail, and especially when all around us is hot and with so many emotions. Silence, and especially through noise, may, if allowed, enhance our self-control and our self-discovery. Silence can help us further develop our creativities. It can help to refine our focus and our perspective. Silence can help us to shift our attention to what matters. When we consider the needs of our spirit, the needs of our soul, we begin to understand and then the same importance as hydration with water to our body, that silence is food for our spirit. It is a language well known to our soul. We're talking about the silence within that we choose to give ourselves when surrounded by chaos. Chaos, which can be dark. We use silence to light our path. It becomes our guide. Some time ago, answers being in the silence was mentioned. When we quiet ourselves, other senses are heightened and messages sent are received. Quietness has an effect not only on the spirit and mind, but also on the body. Being still may have certain physiological benefits like ease of digestion, lower blood pressure, and stress. Silence at any time allows us an opportunity to rejuvenate, to rebuild, and to readjust. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Through silence, we can redefine ourselves. All of what we thought mattered, through silence and in this moment, we learn that our evolution matters the most. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. We are constantly evolving and in ways that will move between the mind and the body and into the spirit. This is the highest of evolutions. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Preparing ourselves and then allowing ourselves to evolve begins our journey. This is where we become aware of our core and we begin to develop and strengthen it. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Inner peace and inner freedom, and just the same as the externals, begin with awareness. We can breathe in all that we were and then exhale. We can breathe in all that we are becoming and then exhale. We can breathe in all that we are in this moment. In this moment, we can make our mind still and just like the calmness of seas and before a storm. Through the stillness, we can reflect and without concern to try to force any thoughts or images out of our mind. In this moment, let's remind ourselves that everything passes. The feelings that we have pass. The thoughts that we have pass. The urges that we have pass. For some things, we'll have to work a bit harder on ourselves and within ourselves to understand that all but the spirit, yours and mine's, and the greater will pass. All the more reason to work on the greatness within. Focus on our resiliency and our own empowerment. And without attaching to feelings, thoughts, or urges. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. And this too shall pass. Or on to the next. Knowing all of this will help to ground us in the present and accept all that is and work on what we would like for things to be. Mindfulness is sitting within the silence and allowing change to occur. We can continuously make way for something new when we open ourselves up to moments of silence. Moments of silence are a way to pay respect to ourselves as humans and to the universe and all of our higher beliefs. Silence is a way to pay respect to others and those who are experiencing any sort of hardships, and especially ones that may be foreign to ourselves. Silence is a way to welcome a new season of ourselves and of the earth. Silence is an act of charity to ourselves and to others. It is a way to repair and a way to make amends. Silence is a way to process our life. Processing our life is our own moment, and at any time that we choose, it is us using what we have to reach our goals. It is us moving from anger, from sadness or resentment, and into understanding, into healing, into clarity, into peace, and ultimately into freedom. With moments of silence, we create the ability to change. We can change all that has held us back into a bridge to leap into the present moment. And just the same as a leap of faith, when we process our life, of course we are hopeful for the best outcome, but we are more focused on the present moment. We are looking at the big picture and essentially what is beneficial to us and what is not. We are relishing the process of our journey. We are reigning in light.